America's wheat farmers are embarking on a new phase of outreach, building domestic demand for wheat foods by working with a growing segment of influencers, personal trainers. More than 300,000 personal trainers are certified in this country, providing athletic and nutritional advice to clients and friends. Tim O'Connor, president of the Wheat Foods Council, explains misinformation on wheat can lead consumers to cut back on their consumption. But nutritional facts provided by athletic professionals can aid in building acceptance and positive demand for foods made from wheat. The Wheat Foods Council is in the beginning stages of building a bridge to the personal training industry.
Become a speaker at meetings to provide expert resources to educate personal trainers about wheat foods, about nutrition and science around wheat, and to be an exhibitor at their shows, to write articles for their publications.
The Wheat Foods Council also supports the training and outreach of Michelle Tuttle, a nationally ranked triathlete who is also a registered dietitian. O'Connor says Tuttle is a living example of the benefits of wheat foods consumption.
She is a world-class athlete who can win at the highest levels eating wheat foods, and she's also a nutrition expert being an MSRD. And she understands how diets and athletic performance go hand in hand together. So we'll be featuring her in good part of our work in that space to demonstrate the success of training and utilizing proper nutrition.
The personal trainer outreach is in its early stage, but initial signals are positive. The healthy wheat message is welcome and aligns well with the personal training focus. The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is a key sponsor of the Wheat Foods Council. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.